Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. And I think I have to apologize again because I didn't catch you on Sunday at the normal time. It is Sunday right now as I am recording this, but obviously I've slept through the night and it's during the day and I'm still not really sure if I'm gonna release this right after being done recording or if I'm gonna do it on Monday, basically. I don't know. We'll see. I oftentimes don't think that my messages are so urgent that they need to be heard right away. But then on the other side, I think maybe, you know, there is someone out there who needs to hear what I have to say right now. So why wait? And that's kind of a really nice motto. Don't wait, create. I heard Matthew Hussey say this. And I think it's so true because you don't gain much through waiting. You may gain some sort of, let's say, internal experiences in terms of you discovering new things inside of you or even outside of you. But I don't think you gain much through waiting because you don't really get to put out what you have to share with the world. So creating is always the better option. And that's also the case for this podcast. Like, I don't normally wait for the perfect moment to create an episode. I just sometimes get the urge to sit down and record and then I do it, but sometimes I don't get that. And that's normally when I sit down and still make something that I share with you. And I think that creating anything is better than not creating anything. So you should not wait for the perfect moment because that will never come. It's really a sign of severe perfectionism, which I can totally relate to, believe me. I've been there, I've done that. And this podcast is kind of therapy against it because what it has taught me is really that dedication and discipline are as important as motivation, first and foremost, because you will not always be motivated to make something, but those are the moments that discipline will carry you through because it leads you to showing up. And it's totally worth developing that if you don't have it, because it will really guide you through life and allow you to experience cool things. And the second thing is really to just keep going and keep making things, even if I don't think that I have something to say. So beating perfectionism by just reminding myself that it's not about perfection at all. It's about showing up and it's about continuously building something of value. And sometimes the brick is really big and sometimes the brick is really small. But nonetheless, every single brick contributes to a big and stable and beautiful building that you are creating. Just, you know, to create kind of the context of what I envision with this podcast. And I should really take that to heart and like show more of what I usually create because I am so interested in different things and I sometimes feel like I'm losing my focus or like I don't really have a focus. And I don't really know yet if that's a good or a bad thing because I think we're taught by society that it's really good if you get specialized in one area and that it's better to focus on one particular thing and get really good at it. But I am sort of a Jane of all trades in that I am interested in so many different things. I love painting and drawing. I love making music. I love writing. I mean, writing, not riding horses. No, I love writing as well. And yesterday I finished my book that I was creating for this competition that I talked about in my last episode. So there is a writer's competition and I want to participate in it. And yesterday I finished the book and I handed it in. I think it turned out really well, but I still have doubts inside of me. And yeah, well, I think maybe that will change when they send me the final printed out version of it because you get that for free when you participate in the competition, which I think is really nice that they do that. Yeah, but it just feels good. It feels really good to have finished a project that I had been working on. So it feels very calming, and I'm a little bit proud of myself too. So I really hope that I'll make it far, or that my book will make it far in the competition. That would be amazing, but we'll see. So as I said, I haven't really decided if being interested in many different things is a good or a bad thing. I think in general, it's a good thing. It's just not good if it kind of reverts your focus away from excellence. And maybe that's also perfectionism speaking, because maybe the goal isn't to be perfect, but just to make what is inside of you and to express that to the outside world in a beautiful way. So maybe it's not about reaching excellence at all, and it's just about being yourself and sharing with the world what you have to share and what is inside of you and what, you know, can be a unique contribution from your part. So I think it's important to not get caught up in the idea that you have to be like everyone else, because you don't. And just remember, don't wait, create. And I think that's where I'm going to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening. That would be amazing. And I will catch you on Thursday. Stay tuned. Bye.